Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, maybe I should shut my fucking phone off first. Welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am, that's that business I gotta go handle. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
You know, I wish that motherfucker would break sometimes. I'm not gonna lie. He's like, Jesus Christ, yes, please stop ringing. And then when you have two of those motherfuckers and they both go off, it's even more annoying. But I digress. It is the last week, the final week of the month when it comes to The Last Drop for El Tesoro month.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had some bangers. We've had some winners.
All bangers, actually, so far.
They've all banged, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
You've never stood side by side with your boy like you're doing with me and banged it out, Cody? You never done that? You've never banged hard on these things, Cody? Like, you know, like that bro talk, whatever, like that, what's that dude, PC principal or whatever? He's like,
you
you bang with your bros or whatever, like, and they don't find
that. Speaking up, bro.
Yeah, and it's,
bro.
And it's like not gay at all in their heads or whatever. But saying it out loud, I can tell you, this is our first time on the air together. I'm sure a lot of people would have had that image of me and you.
They've been having that image. That ain't nothing new.
Didn't I date someone that thought that about us?
I think you did. I do kind of recall that.
Was it?
I forgot which one.
I forgot who it was now. Yeah.
But I do remember that, though.
I do remember that, though. Yeah. She was like, so ain't nothing going on between you two? I was like, the fuck? Who the other person? He was like, Cody. I was like, oh, hell no. You out your damn mind? Ain't shit going on there. I was like, no. Yeah. He too pretty for me. I can't have that. I'm not his type. Damn, I can't remember who that was, but I think it was like in that 2013 to 2015 era.
Yeah, it was definitely something around there.
It was around that time, whatever. Yeah. It was probably like, so y'all just go see movies together?
You know, movies, huh?
You know when you say that out loud now, considering we both single at the time too, or I guess I was dating somebody or whatever, but it was like, why y'all spending so much time together watching these movies?
Yeah, it's like y'all do it for your podcast or something like that. It's like your podcast, your whole podcast revolves around that. And that's how you actually retrieve the content. You have to watch it in order to actually make the podcast possible.
Almost as if like you couldn't find that podcast to listen to it to know that I wasn't lying, and you thinking in your head the podcast was a make-believe story.
Right. It's like they never took the time out to actually search the shit. Let alone listen to the shit.
Mind you, when I had my place too, Cody, it had the movie shit all over the walls in my
plastered. You had a whole fucking plaque with the goddamn podcast itself name on it. Yeah, multiple ones actually.
Yeah, I had multiple ones.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, a few. I remember the smaller ones. I framed them and had them on one line of the wall or whatever. And I was like, yeah, there's a ton of that shit. Yeah, I don't know why you couldn't see that, but all right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, so you went all out to cover this lie up, huh? Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there go Cody. He in that photo too. Oh, he in that. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Mid-20s. What a time. Now nobody think that at all now. It's like, oh, they just two fucking drunk motherfuckers. You know, I'd rather be considered that, to be honest, though. In all the honesty. You know.
Drunk and angry.
Yeah.
Bad.
At least in this year, drunk and satisfied, you know? Just drunk and drunk and happy now, you know?
Pertaining to El Tesoro, I can definitely tell you that. Yeah, I've been drunk and happy. Some drunk and happy times there. Tell you that.
I would say January, I was pretty happy too. That dry.
Actually, yeah. Not drunk so much because it was dry, obviously. But
yeah, I don't remember what February was. But I tell you, March and January were fucking phenomenal.
February was cool. That was a regular month. That was cool.
Yeah. And next month is our anniversary month, people, here on The Last Drop. It is our anniversary month. You will be getting a special dry January week, if you will, when we review Fresh Victor, 9 bottles of juices we got here, people, that we're going to be reviewing in studio, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
Look out for that. That was going to be quite special.
Yeah.
Quite special. Very much looking forward to that.
Might feel a little rushed, but we're not going to try to rush it as much. We got an hour, so if we don't get to all 9, we'll just cover the other bottles afterwards, but we're going to try to get through at least about 5.
Do as much as we can.
Much as we can in that hour or whatever and stuff. It's going to be probably our first time sipping out of red cups too, by the way, whatever, because that'd
be
a lot.
It'll be first of the last drop.
Yeah. We don't do that. We classy on here. Mm-hmm. We like long stem glasses and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't remember the last time I drank out of red cup. I can't lie to you, bro.
I don't remember the last time I
fucked. I'm talking about anything.
Yeah. I don't think I've done it. I'm drinking out of a styrofoam cup more often than I have a
red cup. I've already said drinking those all the time back in the day, man.
Before you hopped on here, Cody, I was thinking of how the fuck can I get some glasses in that bitch, whatever. But then I was like, I'd have to water them out every time, and then the juices might dilute or whatever. It's just best to just chug the cups or whatever and get them.
That's a lot more maintenance. I don't think we want to be dealing with all that. And especially since we really have a time limit too.
Yeah. And then our palate is, I don't know how well these juices stick, so I don't want to keep watering. Just get a new cup or whatever and just wash the shit out and stuff. Just throw away it. So I don't know if Cody will remember this, but remind me to do that, by the way, before we head there. I got to get those cups. So maybe I'll do it tonight.
Yes, sir.
Grab those cups right away, whatever.
I'll put a reminder on my iOS, actually. Do that
well, you know what? We right across the street. It might be a little store over there. Maybe I can. I know there's a Target down the street, so maybe I'll stop at that Target tomorrow before we go there. So, but yeah, nonetheless, though, that'll be the first week of April, though. You'll get a little something there, and then we'll be having like a whole mix and match month for the rest of the month. We're gonna do some classics here, whatever. We're gonna have a little bit of anniversary celebration here.
It's gonna be all over the place in the best way possible.
Yes, and I love that because it has to be all over the place. And then after that is regular ass Anejo month. So yeah, you got a whole regular ass month of a regular ass.
That was gonna be fascinating. But first, anniversary month. Can't wait.
That Anejo month might be the first of some worst of, by the way. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, that would check out. Yeah. That would check out.
Yeah. But so we did El Tesoro Yamazaki. We did El Tesoro LaFork. Want to shout out to Cody for giving me a little something that.
Yes, sir.
That was really fucking good. Remind yourself to bring a decanter tomorrow. I'll bring that Yamazaki.
Oh, I appreciate that, brother. I will do that. Thank you.
And then we did the Paradiso. Nothing left to say about that. We did the single barrel Wellsborn edition, which, by the way, the event on Tuesday at the Wellsborn, fucking phenomenal. Great time there. The food is always just amazing in that fucking place. Really good spot. I love the layout and lounge. It just has that last drop. Well, I shouldn't say it has that last drop because our vibe is kind of like, if you look at the artwork, kind of like Vice City style type thing or whatever stuff, but it's close enough. So we did that single barrel Reposado, and this week, going back to basics, it don't get no more basic than this. It's just regular ass Blanco.
That's
no,
it.
No, nothing.
The essentials.
Because basically, if it was the, I think personally, the Blanco just might be better than the regular Reposado. It might be better than the regular Anejo. It might be better than the extra Anejo. Who knows, whatever. But I think this one might break up the last drop month here or whatever. It might, but who knows? Who knows? We haven't sipped it yet. So I already poured me some of that in there and that little thing, you know what I'm saying? So get a whiff of that. I see you using that glass. You know, I was going to use that glass.
Yes, sir.
I was just about to use that glass too, goddamn it. Yeah. These are some nice ass glass people. They came randomly with a suitcase I got or whatever. And I got to tell you, they're classy.
Yeah, I like these, man. I like these a lot.
I might take
this. I need another tequila glass too. This is clutch, actually.
I might need to take this with me to Arizona, which, by the way, people, I'll be in Arizona next Friday for Arte Agave. That is going to be a great time. Cannot wait. So shout out to that, Arte Agave. The ticket sold out, so never mind. I can't even promote that anymore. I think there's some left or whatever, but I think they might have sold out. Use 15% off. You used code JB. Get you 15% off. Oh, get that honey note on there right away. Yeah. Didn't I say that on the repo last week too? Yeah. There was like honey notes on there as well.
Yeah. It's kind of like
honeycomb, honeydew, or whatever.
I'm getting like almost like a fresh cut grass almost.
Yeah, it's definitely like a vegetal notes in it. It
smells super fresh, herbaceous, if you will.
Cooked agave.
Mm-hmm. Smells got, really fucking nice.
Got a little bit of toastiness in there too as well. Oh man, smells good. Smells really great. prediction ratings. What are you thinking? What are we thinking so far? Before we even taste it, whatever. What are you thinking?
I'm gonna say three. Probably a three.
I was in the three range too as well. I can even see 3.5 ish, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
Just depending on, you know, comparing it to some Blancos I probably had.
I'm going deeper to the nose, man. I'm actually. I mean, like,
is this the first Blanco of the year, by the way?
Yeah, this is such like base Blanco, I think so.
Yeah, okay. First Blanco of the year, baby.
Bell pepper and a little bit of a.
Yeah, I can see the bell pepper. I was thinking, like, is that black pepper or was it bell pepper?
Maybe
yeah.
A touch of cinnamon.
I can see the touch cinnamon. You got to go like really deep in there. It's like really subtle and shit.
Yes. Subtle, not like to the level of like a Cascanes, but you do get like a little bit of that minerality, earthy.
I was about to say, it's like a vegetal minerality.
It's subtle though. It's not like two of your face. Pepper.
You're right. Because I think probably white pepper. The balance of it is pretty well. Because I was going to say, I smell the minerality of it like pretty dominant. And I wouldn't say dominant, but like it does come out. The subtlety, I think we've learned about this on El Tesoro. Their stuff is just so well balanced with different, so many different ingredients, or whatever, that like each ingredient has like its own 15% here, 15% there, 15% there. You kind of just got to search for it. So I will say that that's a positive thing. You probably have to be like a real well-known tequila drinker to kind of like really get into the depth of like what it's got to offer there.
I mean, kind of get like a grapefruit kind of thing going on too, a little bit of lime zest.
I think I said that about the Repo last week too. So they kind of got some similar nose blends there.
This is actually a really good fucking nose, man.
I will say this: it's a little bit more complex than probably was giving it a credit for too, as well.
Yeah, actually, yeah. The more you're, because the more this opens up a little bit, and the more I'm kind of digging deeper,
something in there.
I pick out. I'm actually getting something new each and every time.
It's very appealing.
Now too. I'm getting a little basil too.
A little basil Hayden action.
Yeah, basil Hayden.
a little basil in, little white pepper in there too, you know.
That smells really good, man.
That vanilla's like starting to come through too now.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Yeah, it's like a sweeter,
like a hint of sweetness.
Yeah.
Not too much though.
No, not like the Repo, the Repo there. I can see that cinnamon now too. It's coming a little bit more prominently.
Yeah, it's a little subtle, but it's there.
Yeah. A little spicy vanilla though too as well. The
main thing I'm getting is that kind of grassy, fresh cut grass kind of thing going on. Yeah. That green barrel, bell pepper, vegetal notes.
I was thinking like more vegetal, herby. Agave. Like, yeah. Got that herbal essence to it as well. What you call that, your drink that one time, that herbal tea?
The herbal tea.
Is this the first year of herbal tea for the last year? So, herbal tea? Yeah, let's go ahead and sip it.
All right. Yes, sir. But actually, I will say, at least it's for me, that pretty much follows the nose, beat for beat.
I was just going to say, what you sniff. I feel like with the nose too, the more you sip on this, the more you'll get this note, that note, kind of like that. Cause right now.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
The honey is coming through. I get that honey, the white pepper, bell pepper.
The honey does shine a bit more on the palate. I'll give it that. Thinking of the cinnamon. Yep.
Second sip. Yeah. Cinnamon's right there.
Roasted agave.
Mm-hmm.
Not. I wouldn't say it's too peppery. You get a little bit. Not too peppery.
It's in the background.
I'll say it's more cinnamon than pepper.
I got a little bit more white pepper. I'm going like a little white pepper. But the honey note sticks out the more. But you do get that background vegetal note, too. It's like a background effect or whatever. Like, it's there.
Very herbal. Grassy.
Yeah, the grassy herbalness. Like a rainforest type deal.
Not too much minerality on the palate.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think that.
Yeah, a little bit on the nose. Not too much on the palate.
I think I'm conflating the minerality with like the vegetal herbal notes or whatever. Like the minerality sticks out on the nose, but on the taste, the palate, and the finish, it kind of just kind of blazing.
Yeah, because this is it's not super earthy. Like the nose, you get some earthy tones in there, but palette, I'm really not getting much of that.
Yeah, you're right. The palette isn't too earthy. Actually, it isn't really earthy at all. It kind of tastes like a, I won't say like a standard Blanco or whatever, but it's got those notes in there.
Yeah, you know, those typical, you know, Blanco notes, those trademark Blanco notes.
I will say this, though. It's not doing anything wrong.
That's exactly what I was about to point out, man.
Yes. It ain't doing shit wrong.
It's not doing anything wrong. There are no off notes in this at all.
That's delicious as fuck, actually. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually really fucking good.
Underappreciated, actually.
Yeah. And, you know, this is nice going to this, too, because I haven't had, like, a base Blanco in a minute, man.
We haven't had it in a while, yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking about off show as well. I haven't had one in a minute.
If it was for me, it'd have to have been at an event then that I've recently went to, because I don't think I've had a regular base Blanco in quite some time.
Yeah, Dad, this is fucking good, man.
And on the show, man, we probably haven't had one since, what, November, maybe?
Shit, if that, yeah.
If God, that or whatever. Because, yeah, because December we didn't do drinking really reviews or whatever, so we were doing, like, our best of and shit like that. So, yeah, it had to have been, like, either October, November when we did Tequila Week, and that's if we did a Blanco.
You know, I'm getting... I don't really get this in a note. I feel like a jalapeno actually thing kind of going on.
That's kind of what I was getting, because when you said there's like no like cinnamon or like it's a little bit of cinnamon or whatever, I was like, it's a pepper or something going on.
Yeah, like, yeah. Not like black pepper or white pepper, but like a jalapeno pepper.
There's something there or whatever. I was getting more of the white pepper notes on or whatever, but the more I sipped on it, I was just like, that's a little too spicy for white pepper. Like that's like it started off with the white pepper, like, but now it's building in though.
Yeah, it's kind of just like stays on the top of the tongue while everything else is under that, kind of like fizzling around your palate.
It's like onions, Cody. It has layers.
Very layered. Which is crazy, too, man. This is a complex-ass Blanco, you really think about it. It's like super complex.
Really good. By the way, I spent $35 for the bottle, too. Just want to put that
I think that's pretty much what I spent on it, too. Something just like that.
$35.99 or something like that. I don't remember. Yeah. Cheap as fuck. That is... when the last time we spent that? I mean,
yeah. As far as like bangs for your buck goes, I know Yayo is up there. The Sotros.
I think Yayo is a little bit more. I think Yayo is 41-ish, 42.
41. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, actually, you know, it was 40, so it was about $40. So yeah, $39.99. Okay. So yeah, so this is about like $4 more. So you got to throw that in there, Yayo. You'll throw this in there. You'll throw in Puro Potro.
Oh, yes, I can forget that. Yeah.
Can't forget that.
That's like a crimp, like crimp right there.
I mean, that kind of wins just because based on it's a 1 liter.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you just can't. Factor that in. Come on, man. Yeah, that value, just, that's fucking nuts. To be that good,
yeah,
that price, get that. Come on, man. That's just,
and if I'm not mistaken, we both finished it in the year we bought it.
That's like in a league of its own, man.
Yeah, that honestly is the Tears of Yerona Blancos, base Blanco shit.
You're absolutely right. I can't argue that.
That is, in some aspect or another, it kind of beats it too, just because of that price alone.
Oh, man, you know what? Let me get like a, that last sip I just said, I'm going to get like a buttery kind of note there.
I had that buttery, like a cream brulee.
Interesting. So. Wow, I would not expect that from this. Okay.
I kind of inflated that with like that honeydew feeling, that honey melon, honeycomb type, whatever and stuff. So
yeah, it's like on the size of the tongue too, toward the back of the.
Yep. They did that last week with the repo too, when I was sipping that and I was like, why do I get like this honey side on this side or whatever?
Yeah, but
on this
side, just came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Huh. I like that.
The more you dive into El Tesoro, the more the notes tend to pop out. And we've learned this throughout the whole month with all their bottles that we've tried so far. They've got a lot going on. You just got to keep sipping, you know.
You
got
to keep sipping. Let it open it up.
What's our motto on here? Don't stop, you know.
Keep pouring.
Keep pouring. Yeah, well, we got a new one now. Don't stop.
Keep sipping.
Yeah, that's it. That's El Tesoro's motto. You should put that in the bottle, actually, and pay us.
Actually, yeah. I'm about to say, you better edit that shit out.
LLC that shit real quick. I love you, but I'll sue your ass, Torres El Soro. Yeah, we'll sue the shit out of you. Yeah,
so. don't get it twisted now.
we love you, Suntory, but we don't love you enough to get sued now.
Yeah, we'll sue your ass.
we'll be sitting there talking about it's Suntory time, bitch.
What time is it?
Yeah. It's clobbering time, bitch. I'll be telling Cody, say the line.
About to get paid.
Paid and made in the shade. True, yeah. I met the rep for Suntory, by the way, at Wellsbourne on the event thing.
Oh, no shit. Nice.
I got to tell him about the podcast. We were just talking. I said, man, ever since y'all burned down Jim Beam and took her, he just started laughing. He's like, what you mean burned down? He's like, man, don't play games with me, dog. I know what y'all did. And, and he was like, nah, dog, I don't know what you're saying. I said, we all know as soon as y'all bought that shit, it got on fire. It's like, you burned it. He was like, let's get rid of the bullshit. And I just kind of like glazed the shit out of him by saying, dude, you guys, I love what they do. And he even said, what we're trying to do is just make things unique. And I said, it don't even have to be good. I was just like, as long as you keep trying different things and unique and stuff like that, in my eyes, you'll get a point for it at least and shit like that, because it's the market of whiskey and tequila is so oversaturated and brand represented that like you just got to do something different for someone who's been drinking as long as I have and stuff. And he really appreciated that because he was like, that's been our goal since we took over. We just want to do a lot of unique things and at the right quality and stuff like that. And I was just like, I love that because what you guys been doing with the Bookers, Maker's Mark, I would say too, as well, Little Book and El Tesoro, phenomenal shit going on there.
Yeah. There's no off flavors.
No.
It is really? Actually, there's nothing off about this pour overall. There's nothing. It just kind of hits everything.
You know why I hate these kind of reviews? Is because I could argue with myself of why wouldn't you give this a last drop if you have nothing negative right. to say about it?
And right.
It's like, well, I have nothing negative to say, but... And then I can't even argue the point that, like, oh, would you buy another bottle? It's like, it's so cheap. Would you even remember you spent cheap. That money on it? Like, so it's like,
and it's really fucking good. And it's like one of the most perfect representations of the Blanco variety amongst the tequila realm.
I'll tell you this: it does make you want to buy the higher end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that might boost it up a point or half a point as well too, right? Because I wasn't expecting that. I was like, oh, it's gonna be a good Blanco, really good. We stop at a 3. If there's any bad notes in it, 2.5 at the lowest, whatever. But I will say sipping this, and so I'm thinking about would I buy another bottle, and it's just like, it's not, that's a bottle that's so cheap, you don't even think about buying another bottle. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Because it's so cheap.
Yeah, right. You just see the El Tesoro. I'm like, oh, yeah. Grab one of those real quick. Fuck
yeah. It has that pure Potro thing. It's like, it's $26. Exactly. Like, I'm not buying it. What did we give that, by the way? Do you remember? Probably last drop, sure. I assume.
Pretty sure we gave it last drop.
Okay. Then you know what? Oof.
I know what people go to say. I know what people go to think.
I hate these reviews. I hate these reviews.
You're not going to win on this. You already know.
Yeah.
But man, I'm just taking everything into account. I'm just on its own, what it's doing as a Blanco on its own.
Yeah.
And then the flavor profile, the price, the presentation. And dude, I think this thing is more complex than it has any right to be.
Yeah.
It really does.
It really does. Yeah.
Because I had El Tesoro Blanco, like, it's been a lot. It's been a long time.
It's been at least about 2-3 years now.
Yeah.
And that was a barrel pick too at that. So yeah, that didn't even.
Yeah. And at that time too, my palate wasn't even like refined as it is now as far as tequila goes.
No.
Now I know what to look for in tequilas and, you know, what's good, what's not good. There is nothing that's not good in this. And I think what they're doing, like the flavors, they're not like in your face per se, but god damn, it's really fucking good. And it is super complex for just a base Blanco.
It's not reinventing the wheel.
It's not even high proof. It's not even high proof Blanco.
Yeah. It could be like a mild proof in some aspect. No, because it does got that, as Cody was saying, them peppers, they do kind of kick in a little bit. It's not like burning sensation, but like it's in the background, like where the back of my tongue, it's still got a little fire on there or whatever, but not like it's potent or anything. So it sticks. The lingering of the finish is there. There's definitely that linger there on that back end of the tongue, whatever, and you feel it in the chest and stuff. So it's not reinventing the wheel or doing anything, whatever. But no. I can tell you, if we were to start this month off with this, I would say to myself right now, man, I always say this, when you start with your base lineup and stuff, that base lineup is supposed to take you higher. You should be wanting to spend the money on getting
right. Now compare this to like base G4 Blanco or something like that.
Yeah, okay. This is fucking. This is like
exactly.
This is as our friends used to say over there in Texas. Whatever. This is better than sex, man. I bet. Well, I mean, yeah. ain't a lot of things better than that. But I, then, yeah, compared to G4's regular ass Blanco, then yeah, this is like this. One got crafted at a shoe warehouse. The other one's in the Nike gallery.
And I only bring that up because, you know, G4, they're one of those it brands as far as, like, the tequila realm goes.
Yeah.
But if people are like, oh, that would have been not fuck that. Mm-hmm. This is what a base Blanco should be. I think this, a pure Procho as well. Those two right there, that's kind of like my ideal, what I'm looking for in a base Blanco.
I would even, because I love this Blanco, I would say this is on par with like Fortaleza Blanco.
Yeah, I've had Fortaleza in a minute. And I like Fortaleza too. I'm about as crazy about it as like most other people are. Yeah, I do like it a lot. It's good.
You know, the thing is, they're not as crazy for the Blanco as they are for the other shit. With Blanco's the best bar to that.
Blanco's way better than any other shit. I'll take the 80 day week
over. Now, that winter blend, that's a different story. That's like, you know, that winter blend.
That's his own kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how leaves better than shit. That's amazing. Yeah,
I like Fortaleza. I like Fortaleza a lot.
That regular Blanco, though, is like really fucking good, though. Like for like a fifth blend, you can get it for $50 or $50, whatever and shit. It's a damn good solid Blanco, whatever and shit. It really sets the whole lineup core, whatever. This has kind of almost, I don't want to say similar notes, but it has that vegetal note where, like, in the spices or whatever, that kind of matches that compared to the G4, you say, where the G4 is just very mineral.
And that's pretty much it.
You know, one day we got to go back to reviewing that.
I would like to do a re-review of that. I'm curious.
Yeah, we got rid of those bottles, didn't we?
I got you. That shit been going for the last 3 or 4 years.
I don't even know where to. I think I got rid of that. Yeah, that shit done with.
Yeah, that shit been gone. Yeah.
There's some like some brands like before later, they consider that like a unicorn or whatever and shit. So I wouldn't compare. I think G4 was a proper one to do it to as far as that. G4 is a proper one. What's another like Ocho G4?
Ocho.
And I love Ocho. Ocho's really fucking good.
You throw Don Filano on there. I think
Don Filano. Yeah, that's one of the lower ones, but it's still like pretty prominent compared to whatever. Mm-hmm. What's some other? I know we're blanking on a brand or something like that. I can't think of it right now, but whatever. But no, I would put this up there in the higher realm of Blancos, like the Fortalezas and I'm going to say Lost Lords. That Lost Lords is not that big of a brand or whatever, stuff like that. It's really kind of niche in a way, in some aspect or another. But it's really popular for that niche because they make so many small amounts of the shit and stuff like that. But I'd put it up there as like it's really well crafted. As far as like the lineup, the total wine lineup Blancos that you see, this is better than most of them.
Oh yeah,
like by far or whatever. Yeah, this is like better than most. It's one of those things where my last critique or my last criteria, if you will, of would I buy another bottle? As I said, it's a bottle that like I wouldn't even think about buying because it's like thinking of breathing. You don't think to breathe. You just kind of do. And if I'm at a store and I just need a tequila, a gift, whatever it may be, I could see this base Blanco being it's $35 whatever and shit. I mean, you really not.
And the best part is you see El Tesoro everywhere.
Every fucking where. It's every goddamn where. And some everywhere. Places got it for different prices. I don't know why. You'll see it for like $39.99 or $45.99. That's probably the highest I've ever seen it for. But like $35.99 to $40, can't beat that price right there. I think Tapatio is around that price too. That's another good one.
Tapatio, okay.
Yeah, Tapatio is around that price. And Siete Leguas. I know that's a pretty popular band up there. That's a good one too. I'd probably put this a notch above Siete Leguas. Siete Leguas is fucking way better than G4 too, by the way. So. Sorry, G4. We love you, but that regular lineup is just...
That regular lineup is ass. I'm sorry. Waste of fucking time.
That's the best experience. Like I said, it's a waste of fucking time, realistically.
Yeah. Maybe ass is a bit too far, but... come on, man.
The fucked up thing is they make better variants of it. That's why. It's just like, oh, shit, dude. Like,
this boring shit for the masses. Like, bro, I don't want... Why?
I will stay on that hill. That Classico, man. That shit is really fucking good. Like, they should just do that. Just do that.
Don't know why. Pretty sure you got the resources. Right, ain't no like special one-off shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was that like the original recipe or something like that?
That
or,
was the original recipe, yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Change it back, whatever, please. Yeah. Change it back. That was before the labels got changed and everything.
Right.
Yeah, so that's change it back. Because I know when I bought them, you thought they were the same, just different labels, like old school labels. Right. I was like, no. I was like, it was going back to the core with these, whatever. That's why I was like, I rushed to get them and shit, because I was like, oh. I know you can still find some whatever shit. So, but I was like rushing to get them quick because I was like, "Fuck that! I want to try these."
Yeah, but I say it makes sense how, you know, G4 got the notoriety with that type of fucking blocker right there.
Yeah,
that juice, that was fucking good.
I mean, and they blinded us too because we were thinking that that regular shit they got now was really good. Yeah, I mean, it's solid.
Yeah, it's like
so you're a first timer, you know. I mean,
yeah, it's like
yeah, that repo boring as fuck too.
Yeah,
I know that's the one everyone
boring goddamn pours.
Is it more boring than that Anejo, though?
I think...
Yeah, see, there you go. Anejo was pretty boring, dude.
Yeah.
Anejo was really fucking boring. And hard to find.
Damn, I don't know for whatever fucking reason.
Should do a side-by-side of the two. I think the repo would just have to win just on price, right? It's cheaper than the fucking Anejo.
So yeah. So, he can keep the motherfuckers. I ain't hated that much. He can just keep them. I don't...
How long was I looking for that Anejo for?
Oh my God.
Too goddamn long, right?
Too goddamn long. And I remember when I got that shit too. I was like, this is what I'll be goddamn. Disappointed. Put it lightly. Yes.
They should just made that what was it, the one I tried, the six barrel? That should have just been a regular Anejo.
Oh,
do that.
Thank you.
Just do that. Yeah. It was something different, unique. Mm-hmm. Had like those six different barrels on them. He was like, "Ooh, wait, hold on." It's kind of like this, honestly. He was like, "Oh, I'm getting a different taste here." And he's like, "You just do that." Don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna do this base, they should just stick to like special releases. I know they got to get the basic shit out there. That's how they make the most of their money. But fuck that. They're
popular releases enough to where they can just do special releases. So they can do that. They don't need to do this. This is solid, man. God, I'm trying to think of something negative to say. I had to drive to go get it. Yeah, there you go.
I had to move my legs to go grab this shit.
How dare these motherfuckers? I had to sit in this chair just to tell you about how good it was. Yeah, fuck this drink. You know that shit. How
dare you make me extend some energy?
Yeah,
go grab this bottle and pour it into this glass.
I had to tear the wrapper off the bottle here, Cody, just to fucking open it and shit. Why don't it just pop open?
That's some shit.
Yeah, I had to take my card out to swipe out on this bitch.
I was about to say, I had to make a transaction to get this. How dare you?
Fuck this. You get dropped to a 2 because of all that now. Yeah. How fucking dare you? I hate these kind of reviews because they're really difficult. Like, I always feel like in most drinks, you can, like, pinpoint something like, ooh, I wish it would. And not to say that, like, oh, it's a terrible taste or anything. Like, it's more in the sense of, like, I wish it would have did this more of an opinion based, like, everything on here for the most part usually because unless it tastes like trash like Dobell, that's not an opinion, that's just a fact. It tastes like shit.
That's factual.
If you tell me otherwise, I don't think we should be friends then, whatever. So because I don't want you buying me shit going forward.
Hey, JB, try this.
You try this and put my dick out and be like, hey, you try that, whatever. Tastes way better, don't it? No. Got vulgar on here. I better stop it. I run for presidency. That's like the worst thing they could find on me.
Good.
Told a straight man, whatever they call him these days, whatever. He told him to just pull the dick out, how that tastes, whatever. Yeah. I hate doing these reviews because it's like, God, it's like one of those things you don't want to give everything a last drop, whatever. At the same time, it's just like, but how do you criticize it from not giving it a last drop?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to point out too, that you kind of touched on just now, it's like, would you add anything to this? No, I wouldn't.
No. I'll tell you this too, kind of what I said about that repo last week too. If you were to like use this as a cocktail maker, this will make some fucking bomb ass cocktails.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah, this will make some fire.
Yeah, if I see El Tesoro on the shelf and I'm at a bar and I want a margarita, I want that.
Yeah, I want that. Because you know, in the menu, they're probably saying they're using Milagros or some shit like that.
Some just bullshit. Like, yeah.
That's why when I go to like Island Burger people, I know they got Nosotros tequila there. I tell them when I'm on a margarita, I say, Nosotros tequila, please. Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to know, you can pick the tequila you want when you get a cocktail. Or they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Really. You tell them. You see it, you tell them. I want that one.
Yes.
You
better tell them too, because they're going to put the most basic shit in there.
Whatever's open at the bar, they're going to grab that shit and just go, yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you're right. If I was to get a margarita, because most likely if this was like a regular bar and it just had El Sorrel, I wouldn't get the El Sorrel by itself. I probably would eventually, but I would try the margarita because I always love going to bars just to try out how the bartender make their drinks. It's like
right.
part of the craft of it and shit. Like, so, because I know people think we shit on cocktails. We actually love cocktails on this show. So we appreciate the craft behind it. We appreciate the work that go into it. And also, too, we'd like to come on the show and tell you if it was dog shit or not. Don't go here. so, yeah, there's that. So, but if I see El Zorro on the show and they making cocktails or whatever at that bar, I'm be like, yeah, you use that right there. Mm-hmm. That tequila right there.
I want that.
Yeah.
And only that.
Because I think this is something, as Cody said, you don't add to this, this adds to that.
Exactly.
This.
Wow.
Experience right there.
That quote right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's worthy of the rating I think we're about to give this.
I think we're about to give it this rating.
Yeah, right. That quote says it about everything right there, my friend.
Final thoughts then, sir. Final thoughts.
yeah. Like I said, when you take everything into account, what you would want, at least what I would want in a base Blanco, it is hitting everything. Flavor, complexity, nose is great, price, presentation, we already know. Those sour bottles look fucking fantastic. We know that.
Yeah.
Love those stone caps.
Yeah.
You can find it everywhere. It mixes well with margaritas. It drinks well on its own. Mm-hmm. Very versatile pour. No negatives, all positives for this man. I actually love this. This is getting a last shot for me.
Yeah. Don Felipe, he's the master behind this. Mm-hmm. Whatever. He is, the Lord, put some respect on that man's name.
You have to at this point.
The more I drink this this month or whatever, the more I just feel like they're so underappreciated in that company.
Jeez. They very much are, man.
Like, it's funny because I used to think Lost Lore was that, but they kind of been on a boom in the past year and a half now, I would say. Mm-hmm. They're getting a lot of brand notoriety right now. I think it's one of those brands, because Suntory is one of those companies that it worked its ass off in the 90s. You know, it's Suntory time and shit like that. They were marketing their ass heavily, but they're such a like a well-reliable brand now at this point. I don't think they feel the need. They have to do a lot of these events and show out and do this stuff, whatever. And you can see it now across the board when it comes to like their tequila, Maker's Mark, all that stuff, whatever. They don't really put a lot of effort into the marketing because they're confident that you're just going to buy it or whatever. I do think personally they should put a little bit more effort in marketing the El Tesoro, because I think it should be up there with the Fortalezas, honestly. I think it should be past G4 and just up there with Fortaleza in its own right and stuff. Really good bottle. I was getting these away as gifts when I first started getting tequila. I thought it was because the price was great and whatever, and great presentation. And they're great juice in there. I was nice to know that we've been hyping this brand up for so long now, and we gave it a month, and it just went crazy. What did the kids say? It went ham, Cody. It went
hard.
Ham. Yeah, it hard, like on that hog hard. You know, like yeah, yeah. It got some bacon off that back, baby. So yeah. But no, the presentation, the right Cody, the price, man, that if you was at a two on this, man, you'd have to shoot this up to a three just because of that fucking price point alone or whatever. Like you just can't beat that. I buy this like I do air. It just happens. You know, I breathe perfectly fine. $36. I really didn't want to spend money on buying tequila this week, whatever, but I was just like, that really didn't do shit, to be honest, compared to what we normally buy on this damn show.
right.
Honestly, I mean, it's very rare you get a El Tesoro or a Pure Protro on this show. Most of our fucking bottles we drink on here, unless it's a beer that Cody does, whatever, they're in the price ranges of like, I'm gonna spend, especially, Cody's tequila last year, he's spending like $200 on most of it. So,
man, I spent so much back on them bottles, bro.
I think the cheapest we had bought for that was a special presentation we did was the Cabal one we got from Cork.
Right.
That was like $100 or whatever stuff. So, yeah, it's hard to get a well quality balanced tequila. I wouldn't even say it's hard, just we don't do it as often here because even though there's 12 months in the year, we only do one tequila week and one match mix and match week or whatever. And, that's like damn near two bottles of tequila a month. So you kind of got to get your shit in without the, much time there. So, I was at a three, Cody, like you were right. But then the more I sipped it, man, I just started thinking about it. And I was just like, what's my last criteria of like a last drop? Would I buy another bottle? And it's just like, even if I did or didn't, it's like, I wouldn't even mind if I did or didn't because the price is so well. The pour itself is very complex. A lot of uniqueness there going on. Every sip, kind of like everything we've had this month, actually. Every sip, it opens up something different. I don't know if that's like a thing of El Tesoro, but you sip it the more, it just does things. I also think, as Cody said, as I said earlier, I don't think this is anything enhances this drink. I think the drink itself enhances other pours. So this is phenomenal. So, I got nothing negative to say. And honestly, I would get shit and criticized if I gave it anything less than of all the things I just said. If I said 3.5, it would just be like, your ratings don't make sense now at this point. So, I got to give it a last drop.
There it is.
I got nothing negative to say. So,
well, my friend.
We finally did it. After, 7 years of this now? Yes,
it finally happened. Holy shit.
Right before the anniversary, monster.
Look at that, man. Fucking El Tesoro.
Took 7 fucking
years. They did the damn thing.
To get a last drop.
Shout out to El Tesoro.
By the way, on different things, we didn't try it. We had different things for some of these, but yes. Final thoughts on the El Tesoro month of the product itself, then, or whatever. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Wow. I knew this was going to be a great month. I knew that because I know El Tesoro has a reputation about them. But everybody likes El Tesoro. Like, they don't talk about it as much as they should. But everybody likes El Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, I was not expecting shit to be bangers to this extent.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I was not expecting that.
You felt, because let's see, you bought the Lafleur and we went half on the Paradiso. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you bought this Blanco. The money spent this month, was it well worth it?
Yes. We'll do it again. Anytime.
I told you about Paradiso. I'm thinking of buying another bottle. I've been drinking that shit regularly. Mm. I've been drinking that shit. And your Lafleur is gone, by the way, too.
I knew that shit wasn't going to last.
Yeah, that shit got about 2 pours left in that shit. That shit is gone or whatever. That shit is delicious as fuck.
And they all do such different things, too, man. Dude, such perfection, man. Killing it.
You know what's good about them, too, is they do such different things, and yet there's a consistency, though, of, like, you know what makes El Tesoro El Tesoro. Mm-hmm. And drinking this, I constantly was reminded of the Reposado I had last week, and I'm just like, but it doesn't taste the same. It just has similar notes to it, but they do it in mm-hmm. different, unique ways to make it taste different. So, like, they have, like, those qualities or in those pores in it that, like, you know, that you know makes it what it is and stuff. So, that's really solid. I really like that about that brand. I cannot praise Suntory enough. As I told the guy the other day, Yamazaki is my first pour I ever had in whiskey. Fell in love with it. Suntory's always been my favorite brand. But what you guys have been doing lately is just been killing it. And these batches of their tequila now has been phenomenal. As Cody said, everybody knows it's great. I've never heard anybody say anything negative about El Tesoro. It's just underappreciated. And that's just because the market is just so fucking oversaturated. It's just oversaturated like crazy. But it's still fire pour. And as far as this month goes, I'm with Cody. I knew it'd be good, but I was thinking like 3.5 good, you know? Right. I kind of figured that Paradiso would land in the last drop territory just because of what we read on it and stuff like that. It's just like
I think that was the safest bet.
Yeah, it was like that probably is gonna get last because I was like, there's no way you doing that with that.
Yeah, you can't fuck that up.
and honestly, have we ever shitted on an extra Añejo realistically as far as taste wise?
Like absolutely shit on one?
Yeah, I don't think so, right? I think the most shit we've talked on an extra Añejo is probably Cascanes, and that's just for the price.
Risk is pricing, yeah.
Yeah.
As far as like palate, nah.
Extra Añejos are fucking great. They're amazing. Yeah. For me, it's like Blanco, extra Añejo. Like, you just don't fuck either one of those up, or whatever, you know? So those are your base point, your high point. Both got to be great. And everything else to me is just in the middle. Everything is in the middle, whatever. So, I kind of knew that would be really good. We have 2 months this year. We have an Añejo and extra month, an extra Añejo month. We're doing Añejo, regular ass Añejo month in May, and extra in July, because that's like tequila week or some shit like that, or something like that. So we're just doing it a month extra Añejo. One of those El Tesoro bottles might pop up in those months, rather be the Añejo or extra Añejo. So. You'll get more El Tesoro goodiness in here, but I can probably safely say something out of this month is going to be on that top 10 list.
Oh, yeah, For sure, for sure.
Yeah. I don't like the crowd my top 10 list with the same brand of every little tour that they had. I like to put one or two in there. But I'm almost guaranteed. I got to – if we had to do the top 10 list right now, shit, two of those would be on there right now.
I'd probably at least two.
Yeah, so it's going to be there. But I think it's safe to say that Paradiso might be – it's going to be in there most likely.
That pair, I couldn't – this would be a fucking crazy-ass year. Somehow Paradiso doesn't end up on there.
we've already established that Only Mix is on there. It's like the brand itself. It's on Only Mix is there. So so Paradiso is most likely on there too. So 3 months in, and I already got two pours on the top 10 list there. So, this month kind of didn't caught me off guard. It just really opened my eyes even more to, and glad to say that we were correct on El Tesoro repping that brand highly. Great stuff. Suntory knows how to put out good liquor. That's their thing, baby. Suntory, yeah, it is.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to Suntory, because it is daytime. So continue to keep making good shit like that. So that said, we're going to get out of here. We're done now. El Soro month's been great, but now it's time to
move. Hell of a month, my friend. Hell of a month.
Time to move into anniversary month now. So it got a lot to live up to now, let me be honest.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm looking very much forward to that too, man. That's going to be fun.
I still don't know what I'm pouring yet, but we're going to find something.
I got ideas.
Yeah. I got some deals. Yeah. We know what we're doing that first week. That's going to be fresh Victor juices. I got the pleasure to open one, and it was delicious as fuck. So, yeah. So hopefully the other ones taste like that, because I haven't opened the other one. So, and they've been sitting
in my,
They've been sitting in my fridge for about 2-3 weeks now. So yeah, they should be, they better be still fresh. And so, yeah. But yeah, we'll be doing that tomorrow, but you won't get that until a week from now. So tune in for that episode, people. I'll be in Arizona also too. So that's why you'll get that episode soon as well too. But also tune in to the 1st of Wednesday. Maybe I might do a little bonus episode that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right.
That's the kickoff of our anniversary when we started 7 years ago. So yeah, maybe I'll do a little bonus episode, something like that, and put something out on a Wednesday. You get a bonus episode this week.
Yeah, I think the people appreciate that.
Yeah, and if Cody's free, he can jump on here too. We can talk about
I'll see what's up.
Seven years of the last drop here, whatever. Hey. And drinking that drink, you know. So started from somewhat humble beginnings into assholery, you know.
Yes, humble.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said somewhat now. Very much somewhat. Yes. Yeah, very somewhat. Yeah, we can do two shows in one episode. You know, a whole 4 months.
Yeah. We're going to do 5 fucking beers and 5 different whiskeys on the same show.
So smart. Yeah. Such a smart idea. Yeah.
On one day. Yeah. What could go wrong?
Cody looking at the stars and my ass blacking out. Yeah. Like, shit. Not a good time, people.
No.
The lost episode that you'll never hear.
That shit gonna stay lost.
Maybe that's what we'll talk about on that Wednesday show then. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be fun. Though. Reminisce a little bit what we can't remember.
yeah, that part, yeah. So, yeah. I even was looking for our new logo, and I was scrolling through photos, and I saw the old logo, too, on there, that quick one we did with the light. I was like, damn, that feels so long ago now. I just needed something quick because it was I'll tell the story on Wednesday. We'll talk about it later or whatever. But anyway, people, going to get out of here now. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.